Welcome to another episode of Three Facts. I'm your host, Matt Kasem, and I hope you're having a great weekend so far. We've got a great show for you today, so let's get right to it, shall we? In today's episode, we're talking about Ireland, raining fish, and graffiti. By the way, if you have a fact you found and you'd like to share with the show, feel free to hit us up on our website, anchor.fm/3, spelled out, dash facts. Again, anchor, anchor.fm/3facts. Leave us an audio message. You could actually be featured in an upcoming episode. All right, here's our first fact. You may be aware of the great potato famine that happened in Ireland some 175 years ago, ran from 1845 to 1849. It decimated the population of Ireland. Back then, Ireland had what were known as tenant farmers who were basically only growing enough crops to survive, while at the same time supplying the rest of Britain with potatoes. Well, starting in 1845, a severe disease swept through the crops, wiping them out, and continued to do so for several years that led to massive starvation. Not only that, but because the British government didn't help out a whole lot, hundreds of thousands of people were evicted from their homes and farms, which made matters worse. As a result, the population of Ireland, which had started out at about 8.4 million people, fell to around 6.5 million. Imagine that many people dying off in just a few years. It's insane that it was allowed to happen. This led to a great migration to the US and other countries as well, and combine that with a low birth rate, and some 175 years later, the population of Ireland is still 2 million people less than after the Great Potato Famine. Our second fact of the week deals with something raining from the sky that you might not expect. Any guesses as to what that might be? The answer is after the break. Hey there, welcome back from the break. Our second fact today deals with something that happens every year in a little village called Yoro in Honduras. Every year they get a rainstorm, and sometimes that happens more than once a year. Now this is a special massive rainstorm that causes something a little different to rain down from the sky. Fish. These rainstorms are incredibly strong, such that it's almost impossible for people to venture out into them. When it's over though, the villagers head on out with buckets in hand to find these small little silver fish all over the ground in very specific locations. The villagers see it as an act of God, answering their prayers for food because the area is incredibly impoverished. Now, there's no specific answer as to why this occurs in this particular village and in these particular locations, but it's possible the massive storms flood these subterranean caves where the fish live, bringing them above ground. Once the floods leave, the fish are stuck. It's also possible water spouts could be to blame for grabbing fish from the ocean, bringing them in, but that one's a little harder to believe because Yoro is quite far inland and the fish keep ending up in the same locations. But whatever the reason for the fish raining from the sky, Yoro is extremely happy to have them. Our third fact of the week is all about graffiti. Ancient graffiti. We all know graffiti is an art form in some ways that allow people to really express themselves, mark territory, maybe even make political statements like Banksy, and more. Graffiti can be extremely powerful and extremely beautiful works of art, and people have been writing on walls for centuries. Well, it turns out the first time graffiti seems to have been created and used was back in 1st century Pompeii. According to The Atlantic, there were many ways in which this was really documented, and some examples like love notes that read, "Health to you, Victoria, and wherever you are, may you sneeze sweetly." Or insults, like, "Cneius to Cornelius, go hang yourself." Pretty terrible, right? My favorite one from the examples listed in the article from The Atlantic was a way to remember someone. Pyrrhus to his chum Cheus, "I'm sorry to hear you are dead, and so, goodbye." Short and sweet. There were even examples listed of beautiful advertisements for things like gladiator games. So the next time you see some graffiti, just remember, it's an ancient art form. Well, that does it for this week. We talked about Ireland and the Great Potato Famine, raining fish from the sky in Honduras, and graffiti dating back to Pompeii. That's going to do it for this week. I hope you really enjoyed the facts this week, and I hope you choose to tune in next week too. If you haven't already, head on over to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review for the show, won't you? It's a great way to support the show, help others discover what you've grown to love. And also, don't forget to join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 3FactsPod on each. Have a great week, everybody, and remember, stay curious.